Well, here's what Robin Lopez missed last night. Giannis set the Bucks scoring record, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with a three-pointer. A lot of people were going nuts about that because he historically has not been a great outside shooter. And not that he was last night either. I think it was his only three of the game. And in those situations where I think it was a tie or to take the lead, he also had never hit a three in that situation this season. So it was a very unique situation there. 44 points from him, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. The Bucks win in overtime. And again, we have said, look to be the best team in the East. Now, I'm not going to talk about the Suns. I'm not going to talk about the West. But in the East right now, Gabe, are they the de facto best team?
Yeah.
They seem to be humming on all cylinders. They seem to be clicking. Wait, it's clicking all cylinders and humming.
Firing on all cylinders.
Firing on all cylinders.
If you're clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, then what is the clicking then? The
What's
clicking
the
is something, and the humming is something.
Else.
You're humming along?
Humming along.
Humming
and
along. Snapping.
Clicking. There's a clicking.
Pen?
Everything's clicking. It's clicking. I don't know. Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the clicking is coming
from. The question is, are the Bucks humming, clicking, and
again,
firing?
If you're clicking on all cylinders, Ashton knows a car guy you can take your vehicle to.
Well, Chewy does too, right?
I used to.
Yes, I think the Bucks are because of the way that they can kind of morph their roster. It's deep enough where, I mean, Serge Ibaka didn't play last night. And Serge Ibaka kind of becomes this insurance policy that they have. And this may pain some people to say it, but if they match up against the Nets again, I don't know how much Bobby plays in that series.
It'll be a repeat of last year, probably.
I would think so, where he didn't play a ton. It's just a bad matchup for him because KD is just going to constantly hunt for that matchup, and that would end up poorly for the Bucks. But they have a solution for that. Their roster is deep enough where they can kind of morph and they can play any style of basketball. Philadelphia, they're bigger. They have Joel Embiid. They've got Brooke Lopez. They've got Serge Ibaka, Giannis. They have different bodies that they can throw at him with Miami. They can go smaller and they can compete with all the guard play that they have.
Yeah, but how can you say you're not concerned about the Nets or the Sixers when they pushed them to the brink? Because they're going to get everyone's best. Look, when we won the Super Bowl, you are going to get everyone's best because you're the world champs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after watching that game last night, you can't say, I'm not worried about the Nets. You can't.
I just think over the course of a 7-game series, the Bucks aren't going to lose 4 times in the Eastern Conference. I just don't. Because the Nets, the lack of depth that they have, I think is going to be exposed over the course of 7 games. Yes, last night was a lot of fun. Same thing with Tuesday night. I just think the lack of relative depth on those rosters and the different things that the Bucks have at their disposal. What adjustments over the course of a 7-game series are the Nets going to make?
Well, I agree.
KD make more shots?
I agree. The only way they're going to lose is if they beat themselves.
Yes.
And how we beat ourselves, we weren't just as hungry. You're not as hungry as the second time around. But I don't really see that with this team.
And I
you?
Feel like Giannis especially, I don't feel like we ever get that like not non-hunger. Like he hates ever missing a game. He hates when there's minutes restrictions.
Yeah.
Like tonight he's probably not going to play or not going to play a lot.
I would guess. I mean, he played 39, 40 minutes last night.
So, like, even though it's a meaningless game, he's probably not going to be thrilled that he's not going to play.
If you haven't seen it, there's a great video circulating. The Milwaukee Bucks tweeted it out last night from the locker room celebration, where Coach Mike Budenholzer gives Giannis the game ball, obviously, for passing Kareem for all-time scoring record, and then they dump the ice bucket on Giannis. He's celebrating. There's just a joy that always seems to be emanating from this guy. It's a big reason why he's so fun to watch. Like you said, he doesn't take plays off, and there are believers out there at the national level who think, hey, man, this guy is special. Listen to Jay Williams this morning.
Giannis with that snatchback three to send it into overtime, that's reminiscent of KD. I feel like Giannis's game is ascending, where I feel like KD's game is kind of hovering. And KD's
hovering
game,
in the clouds.
Hovering in the clouds.
High.
In the upper echelon. Yeah. But Giannis is, he's still coming. And his skill set is getting better and better and better. Look at the matchup. Last 5 head-to-head matchups, the numbers speak for itself.
5-0 Giannis.
I think he's right about that, guys. Like, the thing that you should be worried about if you're another team in the NBA is that Giannis keeps getting better. We joked around last year. Oh, we had the count, the free throws. That was a big bugaboo for Giannis, right? Steps to the line in a clutch situation late in the game, knocks down 1, knocks down 2 free throws to give his team the lead. Like, there are moments where you are seeing the growth and the evolution from him. He may joke about the 3-point shot, but that's another area where people have criticized him and said, he's never going to be this well-rounded. He is the best two-way player in the league right now, and I think that should scare anybody the Bucks have to go against, because it isn't just Giannis. He has a team built around him as well, Whereas it does kind of feel like with the Nets, it's KD, Kyrie, and also Ran. Right? I mean, this is a team. This is a full-fledged team, yeah. like Gabe said, yeah. that has depth and has options and can manipulate the roster and can manipulate the matchups better than any other team in the league right now. So I'm very confident that the Bucks can go ahead and push through. Barring an injury and barring, like Chewy said, them beating themselves, I don't understand how anyone can look at this team and look at the way they played last night and go, I don't know. They've got some deficiencies. They've got some issues because I don't see any. What are the issues that maybe, other than injury, other than them maybe beating themselves, having an off night shooting, where you go, that's a concern for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, they're incredibly good offensively. They're well-rounded defensively with Brook Lopez back in the lineup. Wes Matthews has started the last couple of games for defensive purposes. So now you're bringing Grayson Allen off the bench, giving your bench a little bit more scoring compared to what typically what you get out of Wes, although he has been better because he's been getting more minutes and taking more shots.
He was awesome last night at the end of the game.
So much fun to watch. But that's part of it because Wes was here a couple of years ago. They didn't win the title. He missed out when he went to the Lakers. He missed out on the title there. So you have Giannis and the old adage in the NBA, your team takes on the personality of your best player, and Giannis still has that hunger. He's talked about it. But you still have guys that weren't here, the Wes Matthews, the George Hills, the Grayson Allens, those guys who didn't get that title last year. So Giannis rubbing off on everybody else plus that other hunger means I don't think they're satisfied with just that one championship from a year ago.
Now, Nick Wright, who was trending last night and
Little
trending
Nicky?
Again this morning on Twitter, he had an interesting tweet that he put out there, which was he feels sorry for KD because KD was always second to LeBron, right? And just as LeBron is maybe kind of taking a step back, getting older, you know, final stretch of his career, now he's got to contend with Giannis. So KD, he was saying, has never had the opportunity to be the guy in the league. To be honest with you, though, I don't think KD has the personality to be the guy in the league. You can be the best player, but every time he gets into these like back and forths on social media or anytime he like seems to crab about a call, there's something about him that just rubs me the wrong way. And that's not because he plays for a different team. It's just there's something about KD where it's not, I can't wrap my arms around him and go, yes, this guy should be the face of the NBA. Am I wrong in that space?
He's kind of like baseball, right? Like Mike Trout, how Mike Trout doesn't want it.
See, I think KD does want it. I absolutely think his personality is he does want it. And the reason I say that, like, he created fake accounts
to defend himself.
Right, against other people. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I did that because I thought I was, you know, I thought
yeah,
I
but
to
he
do
wants
it.
To be the face without being the face.
I think he wants to be
no,
the guy.
He doesn't.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Because it takes a little work. You know, you got to have a personality off the court, which he has absolutely.
I disagree with that. I think he's got a personality.
Where are his commercials? Where are his? He doesn't do anything.
He's got his own media company. Like he's not LeBron, but I think he absolutely wants this. Like I think he wants to be the face.
Is he even in a commercial?
He's in Gatorade spots. I've seen him in before.
Where he's like Giannis's one, which I don't like. Where he's sitting at the table with his brother, and he's like, "What are you doing?" Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's KD done? Drink some Gatorade? Wow, that takes a lot of personality to do that. Am I wrong? You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. And I know I'm crazy, but you don't need to look at me like I'm crazy. Is he in a commercial?
I just wanted to keep him keeps winning here.
Jen's preserving her voice.
He doesn't.
Ashton and I are just hanging you out to dry.
He doesn't want to be the face. He just wants to be the best.
Wait until Ashton just
ooh. That is an interesting. He doesn't want to be the face. He just wants to be the best.
Yes,
I think that's an interesting way to put
whoa,
it.
Whoa, you're talking about KD. Or
yeah,
talking about
yeah.
Giannis?
Talking about KD.
I would say that same argument applies to Giannis.
But Giannis is starting to do more, and I can remember more commercials with Giannis in it than I can KD.
I don't think he wants to be the face. He wants to be the best, and when you're the best, you become the face.
But I don't think KD wants the face.
I don't think he wants the criticism.
I don't think he wants to deal with anything outside of basketball.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to deal with the criticism. That being said.
And he doesn't want to deal with people.
Yeah, because people are going to criticize him.
Right, that's fair. You know what? Chewy might be onto it in a very roundabout way here.
That being said, his little Nicky back at Nick Wright yesterday.
Pretty good.
Just goes to show that the best insults don't necessarily have to have curse words in them. Because when you talk down to someone by calling them little Nicky, that's... That's pretty cool.
But was it warranted? Because I thought that what Nick Wright said, which is what I kind of just summarized there, about the, he had the opportunity to be the one, but LeBron was in his way. Now he has the opportunity to be the one, but Giannis is in his way. I think that there's merit there. So it's interesting that then KD would take issue with that when I think most people would look at what Nick Wright said and goes, I could see that. I
honestly don't know, because I still think there are plenty of people out there that would be on KD's side here and think that he's the best player in the league.
I mean, you know what's interesting is, like, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I'm still, and yesterday I know I said the opposite, but, like, I'm still a little bit nervous about the Nets just because of Kevin Durant. Not in a full, in a series, but, like, if it came down to a Game 7 again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still nervous.
Are you kidding me? I still think the Bucks can play stifling defense against that guy.
I don't
guy.
Think it'll get to seven games. Would
well,
be
but
my
you
point
can play
there.
Stifling defense right. as proven last year, and he can just
shoot it over
40.
You.
Well, hold on, Gabe. There's five tools in baseball, right?
Yes.
How many tools are there in basketball?
How many tools are in this room?
One.
Damn it.
I was going to say four, but okay.
Hey, I'm lead tool.
I'm not in that room.
Lead tool.
How
I'm
many
the
are
hammer.
There in basketball? Four?
Well, you got, so pass, dribble, shoot, IQ.
Defense?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you would break it down.
I've never heard anyone ask about tools in basketball like tools in baseball.
Who's got more? Who's got more tools? KD or Giannis?
Well,
Are you counting defense?
KD's got more offensive tools, but Giannis has more defensive tools. And they're the same height.
And again, I think the point that was made earlier was that KD is who he is. This is KD. We have seen the best of KD, and this is what it is. And it is incredible. It is up there. But Giannis keeps improving. We don't really know what the limit is yet for Giannis. And right now, he's really, really, really good. But he could be really, 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 really good. And because he keeps adding to his game, he keeps improving his game, I think that's what should scare other teams in the league.